This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is QNN, your community network news, bringing you the latest in LGBTIQA+ news and sport from Australia and the world. Celebrating 15 years on air, thanks to Australia's only rainbow community media organisation, Joy.
Hi there, I'm Joel King-Main and this is your QNN community update. From Q News. Sydney gay and lesbian Mardi Gras members have voted to cancel the Mardi Gras police accord and scrap controversial decency checks at a heated annual general meeting last Saturday. As part of the meeting, 11 motions on various topics went to the members for a vote. The Mardi Gras police accord was first signed between New South Wales Police and Mardi Gras back in 2014 after the violent arrest of a parade goer the year before. Mardi Gras says the accord is to ensure all people attending our events feel safe, protected and are treated fairly. Activist group Pride in Protest has been urging Mardi Gras members to vote to scrap the agreement as part of their lobbying against police involvement in the event and also condemned a provision in the accord for so-called decency inspections of parade goers by police officers. The approved motion and others will now go to the board to discuss and decide if they are enacted. From Star Observer. Yarra Trams announced Melbourne-based artist and illustrator Fee Du as the winner of its All Aboard Pride Tram Design 2024 contest. The Pride Tram sporting Du's winning design was unveiled on Monday. The vibrant design, featuring playful and nostalgic stickers, celebrates the rich tapestry of identities within the Melbourne's LGBTQ+ communities. In a statement on social media, Midsummer Festival said, "The All Aboard Tram is a moving symbol of acceptance. It's set to make its daily commutes a little more colourful and welcoming for everyone." Before the official announcement, Du posted on Instagram that it had been a dream of mine to have my work exhibited on a tram and that I wanted to provide visibility to many identities, genders, sexualities, cultures, and abilities of the LGBTQ+ community. In celebrating plurality and diversity, I hope to truly welcome everyone all aboard. Turning to QNN Sport now and from OutSports. A new report shows the scale of social media abuse directed at players and coaches involved in FIFA's Women's World Cup earlier this year, with the United States women's national team bearing the brunt. FIFA and the World Players Union FIFPro have released joint findings from data generated by Social Media Protection Services, a tool that uses artificial intelligence to reduce the exposure of players, teams, and officials to online hate. The percentage of homophobic posts received by players at the tournament in Australia and New Zealand was nearly twice the equivalent figure of their male counterparts from Qatar 2022. Overwhelmingly, the US team was the most targeted of the 32 teams participating at the Women's World Cup in July and August, receiving more than double the amount of abuse of their next nation on the list. 5.1 million posts and comments in 35 different languages were analysed, looking for abusive content that may have been directed at over 2,000 accounts belonging to players and coaches. Approximately 103,000 of these posts and comments on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, X, and YouTube were flagged by the Threat Matrix AI program for further analysis by humans. And finally, Australia's Out Loud and Proud and only LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy Media, turned 30 on the 1st of December. Founded by John Oliver in 1993, Joy was formed in response to the HIV/AIDS crisis. 3 decades on, Joy creates and reflects the stories of our community, featuring LGBTQIA+ music and artists, news bulletins and digital content. Current Joy Media CEO Ange Barry said, "Our aim is to inspire our audience to remember, to laugh, to celebrate, and see a future for a strong independent media presence for the LGBTQIA+ community. Adding community media enables the sharing of stories, fueled by lived experiences that engage, uplift, and most importantly, acknowledge the identities of our beautiful rainbow community." To celebrate this massive milestone, Joy Media held their Joy 30 party last Saturday night at the Victorian Pride Centre. That's what's making news in the LGBTQIA+ community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can download the podcast via your favourite podcast app. Just search QNN. I'm Joel King-Main.
QNN was recorded at Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Tune in to Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, joy.org.au, or via the Joy app. QNN is distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.